Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, I will meet you. In the fullness of my presence, I will bring the shift, the change, the transformation that you've cried out for. You've wondered, you've speculated and questioned, but this is the season when all of your questions will be answered and your fears and not knowing will lift and be taken away in a moment. As Abraham went out, he knew not where. I am taking you to a place, yes, of cluelessness, but also trust that will produce in your life what that same faith, that same trust produced in Abram's life. Listen, beloved, this is your holy, holy, holy moment. This is the moment when all that I've promised moves from the realm of faith potential to manifest substance. Trust me. Lean on me, says the Father. Call out to me, for my ear is bent low, and my eye is open to hear, to see, to bring about the miracles and the miracles and the miracles beyond miracles that define your very experience as a master stroke by the Master's hand. I know your pain, says God, and I see your suffering. The losses have been great and excruciating beyond human capacity to endure. I've seen that, says God. Now run to me. I say again, run to me. Run into my name. Run into my grace for all of my blessings that touched you and blessed you with a portion of my goodness in times past. Now comes to the full outpouring of healing, restoration, and redemption. Sin will not mar you, for I have forgiven you, washing you and willingly washing you with my unconditional passion, love, and grace. That which was lost is now recompense with a measure of my goodness you've yet to know or to feel, for I am with you. I am bringing change. I am bringing transformation and glory beyond all that you felt or experienced in times past, says God. So go ahead and praise. Go ahead and luxuriate in my love and my heart, for there is no other plan that I have for you than this. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. the kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.